I'm Diane. Sarah's here with me. Ken's here, and Joseph is here in the ramble.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
It's pronounced Joseph.
Oh, so I'm sorry. I keep getting a little bit more information every time about how I'm doing it wrong.
Jeff.
Jeff, is Joseph? Please. Or Jeff. I prefer Jeff.
Not Steve?
Steve will do. Steve.
Alan.
Okay, so this is the week of Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Yay. Oh, wait.
Our audience sucks. They just have no timing at all.
But there's a lot of them.
Yes.
They're busy stacking wombat poop.
Making Legos out of them. Ooh. Didn't think of that, did you?
But that might not hurt so bad if you step on it.
I don't know what happens to them when they get dry.
Just a little squish.
Depends on how long it's been out in the sun.
That is true.
What makes them stick together once they're dry?
You don't want to know.
All right, let's Seuss it up in here.
Okay. I was going somewhere with that. Oh, yes. Dr. Seuss's birthday, which is a perfect time to tell the world that we just can't have Dr. Seuss's books around anymore. Now, we have not totally canceled Dr. Seuss. Some of that was fake news. We can still read some books, but we just have to be really careful about knowing which ones are which.
Don't look at the pictures.
Right. And so Sarah's going to fill us in so that we'll know which ones we can read and which we can't.
Not just Dr. Seuss, but there are several other children's books that, especially those homeschool people that have been listening lately, you need to go through your library and have a good old-fashioned Nazi book-burning party.
Hooray for fire!
Yay!
451 degrees, I've heard.
or you could sell them.
eBay.
Yeah, not on eBay. Not on eBay. That's offensive. You'll be canceled.
Wouldn't be the first time.
You've been canceled on eBay before?
I've been canceled.
So, not the entire Dr. Seuss library, but six books in particular. So I haven't checked all these to see exactly what the problem is with each one of them, but the following Dr. Seuss books will no longer be published. And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McElligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. And I have in my hand, as we speak, my very own personal copy hardcover of And to Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street. Bidding is opening at $300. Why do I say that about bidding, Diane? What's going on eBay?
Well, as soon as those books were banned or the word got out that they weren't going to be published anymore, of course, prices went right through the roof. I went and checked Amazon as soon as I read the article, which I don't know how much time was between me reading the article and when they got a hold of it, but you already couldn't find them. They were
obliterated.
It just said these are not available anymore and we don't know when they will be again.
Right.
And one of them that was available in hardcover, but it was like $980 or something like that. So that was within hours of whenever this article came out. And then they were selling, bidding was going on eBay, and then eBay closed down those offerings because it's offensive. So you cannot sell those on eBay if you have them.
But they're out there somewhere in the black market. And like I said, mine's starting at the low, low price of $300. Which on the back, it says somebody paid $16.99. So that's a...
That was probably me.
Probably.
That's some inflation there.
So none of these are being banned because of anything that they actually say, as far as I understand. It's the pictures that are offensive.
Could be.
Which I find funny because some of the really, really old Dr. Seuss stuff is quite startling. And it's weird that they picked these ones. But for instance, in my copy of And to Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street, there's a picture of a little Asian man and he's wearing what do they call those hats?
Because that's how they dressed.
Right.
Right.
But he's also eating something with chopsticks.
Which is?
And that's cultural appropriation.
How they ate.
No, that's cultural appropriation.
What if he's a Chinese guy?
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
everybody.
I guess I don't know because I don't hear any Asian people whining about this. Yeah. This is white people
nobody
apologizing for Dr.
Nobody knows the
Seuss.
Rules anymore.
When I was a kid, there was a man, and many people have been around Sheridan will remember him. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but he walked around town all the time with a little Asian conical straw hat.
Conical, that's what it was.
And a white shirt, and never wore a coat. Even when it was 20 below, he didn't wear a coat. Rumor has it that at some point he lost a bet, and then he just went that way. But everybody knew him. He would walk around and talk about him. And if you'd have gone out there as a newspaper person, and you didn't have a camera, so you drew the picture, that would be banned today for drawing what happened, what it looked like. This is insane.
Well, and one of the things that struck me right away was that these books are some of the ones that I never have seen in the library.
Right.
I remember them from when I was a kid and because I read all those books in school, and I have almost never seen them anywhere else. So nobody's read these books.
Right.
It's not like they're just popping up everywhere like Go Dog Go does.
But it's also not like they're just blatantly racist either.
No.
Dr. Seuss was very liberal.
Yes.
And he was very... He would be a social justice warrior today.
He's a tree hugger, too.
Right. And so you're going to cancel a guy that's on your side. It's like...
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. He was very against racism. So it
well...
Well, the beginning of his life... The beginning of his life was not a saint. But we all started off there. Maybe not you, Diane. You seem pretty perfect. I don't know. But Dr. Seuss... You know, he started off rough, and then he saw the errors of his ways, and then he moved away from the racism thing.
Well, and something else that we need to take into account is that some of the more racist things that he did, he was in advertising, and he wrote for newspapers and things. He wasn't writing stuff for children.
He was killing bugs.
Yeah.
Killing bugs?
Yeah, he did, what was it?
Flit.
Flit, yeah. He did all of the commercials for a... insecticide called Flit.
With one of those little whoosh, 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 yeah. Spray things. Bring me the Flit! Whoosh.
And he also, in his early days, liked to draw boobies.
Yes.
He's the one that was up on Hollywood.
Well, he's dead now, so yeah. That's unlikely.
It's hard for him to get around these days.
So, I thought it was interesting to hear anything about Dr. Seuss being under attack, because this just seems like one of those things that should be... You can't touch him.
Sacred.
He's been... special since he came out, and it was interesting. A couple articles that I read were talking about how people used to have to read stuff like Sally, Dick, and Jane, which was super boring and simplistic and kind of silly. And then Dr. Seuss came along and made learning how to read fun because it was interesting and it was special. And these are books that you read over and over, and you memorize them, and you're quoting them into your golly darn near 60s. So he's special, and he should be sacred, and yet he's under attack for all kinds of things. And this goes way farther than these six books that are being banned, and way farther back than I realized until I started looking into it. Apparently, the Cat in the Hat himself has been under attack in previous years because he's supposedly black. And that's why the kids don't want him in their house?
I didn't know cats had a race.
They do when it's a subtle...
When they're upright and they talk.
Have we ever talked to a cat and asked it?
Well, you can in The Cat in the Hat.
How do you identify with?
And he's a problem, so the little white kids want him out of their house before their mom comes home.
How do we know what color he is?
Where in the hell did that stupid idea come from?
The left.
I'm telling you, nobody knows the rules anymore. I mean, even gender. We don't know the rules on it anymore. How many genders are there? I don't know. Well... How am I going to label you correctly if you don't even know how many genders there are?
Well, have you seen...
What are the rules on Dr. Seuss? What are the rules on literature anymore?
Have you seen the romance that goes on in Go, Dog, Go?
No.
Do you like my hat?
No.
Do not like your hat. Goodbye. Goodbye. And at the end, they drive off together into the sunset.
Oh, how magical.
I know.
It's like an episode of Mad Men.
Is there a rainbow in the sky?
No, it's just a sunset.
So one of the articles that I read, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's painful, but it's from Medium.com. The title is, if you just want to Google it, The Sneetches Are Problematic.
Yep. They talk to spirits? Is that kind of medium?
No. I don't know. Maybe. I didn't
know.
The
medium is the message.
The Sneetches Are Problematic, Facing the Legacy of Dr. Seuss with Your Students. So this is written by, I don't even think he's a teacher. I think at the end of the article, it says that he's an elementary, yeah, Kyle Lukoff is an elementary school librarian in New York City. You can tell by his mug, he's got issues. So
he's got mug issues.
This entire article, which is very lengthy, is talking about how he shows kids Sally, Dick, and Jane. Look, this is super boring. And then he shows them Dr. Seuss, and they go, oh, we love Dr. Seuss. And then he goes, wait a second. And he starts reading them all of the racist stuff that's in Dr. Seuss. And all the kids go, oh, that's terrible. And so he's using Dr. Seuss to show kids that sometimes our heroes do things that are really disappointing, and we still have to kind of look past it and deal with it or whatever. But it's this entire article about how he's using Dr. Seuss to brainwash children, and he gives you the roadmap for what he's doing. It's astonishing. So anybody listening, I would encourage you to go read that and tell us what you think.
And if you can buy any of these books for $15, do it.
I seriously doubt it.
Too late.
There might be somebody out there that's not informed.
Well, I don't have any
in Oklahoma
statistics well, yeah. in front of me.
They're too busy hunting Bigfoot.
But New York librarians have always thought they knew better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. And it goes back a long, long way.
The Long Island but long
this is,
way?
This is, we don't even know the difference anymore between here was writing for adults, here's writing for children. This is two separate things. We don't have to talk to the children about the flit ads or the boobies. We can just let them read Cat in the Hat and make no comment.
Right, and the Sneetches is anti-racist rhetoric.
Right.
Like, it is completely anti-racist. At the end of the book, everybody is the same.
Half of them that had stars on theirs?
Yeah, they had stars on theirs. Yeah. And then their Sneetches get Steetches, but that's a different story.
So, yeah, in the
see a
in
doctor
the Sneetch,
and get rid of that.
In the Sneetches, half of the Sneetches have stars upon theirs. They have stars on their bellies, and half of them don't. And then some guy comes along with a machine saying, oh, I can help you put stars on theirs. And so they get stars on them, and then the ones that didn't have stars get all upset or whatever, and they keep transferring back and forth. And by the end, this guy has taken all of their money and all of their time, and they decide, you know what, it doesn't matter who has a star, it doesn't matter who doesn't. That's clearly a
Sneetches.
Message for anti-racism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every other ism, really. We shouldn't be separating ourselves by anything. No standard.
Then you have the Lorax, which is clearly an environmentalist message.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know how somebody like Dr. Seuss could do that. And the
and Horton Hears a Who. A person's a person no matter how small.
That
well, I know.
Is tricky.
I know.
What's the one, the anti-war one?
The Bitter Butter Battle.
Yeah, the Bitter Butter Battle. Yeah. He's obviously...
I love Dr. Seuss. I think he's awesome. I don't care if he's a liberal or not. He never really...
He never hurt
my feelings.
That's the problem, though. He's not liberal enough, and this is another occasion of the left eating their own.
Yeah.
Okay, you wrote this and you wrote this, but you also put little Chinese men in your book, and that's unacceptable.
So we're just supposed to make books without little Chinese men. Isn't that racism?
He has a whole bunch of books that don't have any little Chinese men in them.
But, and I think that it's funny that they're complaining about the Chinese guy in the book. They do have a different looking face. They do have different characteristics.
How dare you notice?
It doesn't make any sense. Yes, you got to draw them different because they're different. They're still people. They're still humans, but they have a different bone
structure.
Until
50 years ago, they dressed differently regularly as well.
Right.
And don't you think it's kind of important for kids to know stuff like that? That the world hasn't always been the way it is right now?
Right.
Not
we
if
don't.
You're creating a socialist utopia.
Yeah. The whole world doesn't wear their sister's pants. They have different customs in different places, and their customs are beautiful sometimes.
Which
and
we're
sometimes
supposed
they're...
to celebrate.
Right, right.
Well, if and, they're...
But even the Muslims have something to admire. They have faith, unwavering faith. I mean,
they're committed. That's for
right,
sure.
Right. But they believe what they believe, and that's what they believe. And you ain't going to take it away from them. They'll die for it.
But I actually give a little credit to this librarian from New York, elementary school librarian, because he's doing what I do with my kids, where we read through certain things and go, you know what? We don't necessarily agree with what's in here, but we're still going to read it because we need to know what's out there, and I want you to have well-rounded education.
That's
the problem
why I read the Sheridan Press.
The problem is that he's doing it wrong.
Well, the problem is that you're not reading all the books and going, all right, children, here's how to think about them. This may have been totally innocuous to you, but here's why you should be offended.
Right, right. Well, I remember being a kid and not noticing people's race. That's something that adults do. I don't care about people's skin color. I don't even look twice at people because I don't like any of you at all. But it doesn't have anything to do with your skin tone.
Very much.
Like, right. Whenever you're a child, you just play with who you're playing with, and right. And then adulthood makes articles like this. Like, they drew a Chinese guy in a book. Oh, they're terrible people. That makes you start thinking in racist ways.
Well, let me tell you this weird thing that I did when my kids were young. And when I was young and reading books like that, and sometimes I would read a book, a Dr. Seuss book that I really liked, and then other times I would read one that I didn't really like very much. I think Thidwick the Big-Hearted Moose is an idiot.
Yes. So I'm not a fan of that one.
I didn't buy that book for my kids because I didn't want to have to read it all the time. And I never read it more than once because I didn't like it. So I didn't say, Dr. Seuss, you're evil. I can't read any more of your books. I took the ones that I liked and I kept them. And I took the ones I didn't like and left them at the store.
What a concept.
I know.
Well, now you're
just
living in an echo chamber.
It was revolutionary. Yes, my library is an echo chamber.
So Dr. Seuss is making the news for being the one to get banned this week, but there's another article on whatculture.com.
What?
Called 10 Classic Children's Books That Are Actually Racist. Just in case you were wondering.
Okay.
The first one is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Because
the Oompa Loompas?
Willy Wonka goes into the jungle and brings these Oompa Loompas back and uses them as slave labor and pays them in cocoa beans.
They were paid.
Yeah. Well, that's not
slaves. They're not slaves if they get paid.
Man, that's not the way that works.
So. But they also have different skin color. It's incredibly racist.
But it's blue. Green.
Oh, green
is
or
it,
blue?
Is it blue?
It's orange.
Oh. Orange? Oh, yeah.
I was getting confused.
It
with
depends
the girl
on how crappy
berries.
Your TV
they
is.
You should be excited. It's right. Donald Trump. Miniature Donald Trump's running all
orange
over the place.
Bad.
You should be so happy that he's enslaving the Trumpsters.
The next one is The Secret Garden. Because Mary, the main girl, has moved from India, and the little black slave girl in the story says something about how she thought she would be darker because she was from India, and Mary is upset by this comment, replying that, quote, blacks are not people.
That sounds pretty racist.
Here's the thing about The Secret Garden, though. Mary, in the beginning, is a brat. She's an abhorrent little child. And because of what she has to go through, she comes out the other end as not an abhorrent child. There's also a little boy.
So there's a lesson in it.
Yes.
She grows.
She and the little boy, who's a crippled boy, I can't even say that word, but
disabled. They prefer disabled.
He's differently challenged.
He's the handicapable
emphasis on
fellow,
able.
His, her, him. I don't know his pronouns. Anyway, so they're both little brats, and they go out and they find this secret garden, and they learn things about nature, and they learn things about life and all kinds of things. And by the end of the book, they're both much more decent human beings. That's the point.
Okay, so
that's the problem with the book, obviously.
Right, there's a lesson to be learned.
I'm only bringing up the ones that I actually care about. Like Pippi Longstocking's on here. I don't know why. I think it has something to do with colonial, the colonizers, because they go to like an island or... I don't remember reading that book, so I don't care.
And I haven't read it since I was like in second grade.
It was a stupid movie.
Yeah. Dr. Doolittle, because he...
Is that about Fauci?
That's
no,
Dr.
he's Dr.
No
Doolittle
Little.
A lot. He doesn't know anything.
He talk a lot. He don't do nothing.
Apparently, Dr. Doolittle in the book, not the crappy Eddie Murphy movie or the other terrible version, he meets an African prince who wants to marry a white princess, which is about what you'd expect from a story involving talking animals, right? Unfortunately, this being the middle of the 20th century and interracial unions not being quite as acceptable as they are now, the practicalities of this are shaky at the least. So what does Doolittle do? What any good physician would. He bleaches the prince's skin white so that he can marry the girl without any of that nasty social stigma.
Don't tell Michael Jackson.
Oh, my goodness. For it's... If you went back and
Joe
changed...
Joe is speechless.
If you went back and took every book that was racist, you would hardly have any books on the shelf from
that's
that
right.
From
that's
that time
the plan.
Period.
Yes.
Because it was literature of the time. And I'm not condoning racism. That's not what I'm doing here. But at the time, that was a acceptable norm.
Right.
And it's part of history. And if you start erasing history and you start erasing all this, some of it's really good literature. If you start erasing that, then what are you left with?
not only was it part of the time, but part of what artists do, like authors, musicians, whatever, is they talk about things that are uncomfortable to people. Right. And they bring them to the forefront of the social narrative or whatever. And then we do something about them. So perhaps in The Secret Garden, part of the point of the author putting that in there was to say, hey, sometimes white kids are crappy too. And we should do something about that.
She needed something done about her, whatever color she was, right. And they did it. But part of those things in the stories is they're there, and we're so sensitive that it offends us. But just because somebody in a book that was written 100 years ago noted that someone else was a different color did not mean they hated them.
No.
They just noted that they were different.
Well, cancel culture has gotten so weird. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the rapper Eminem.
Yes.
He's in my newsfeed every day for some stupid reason. But the left is trying to cancel him. This is the guy that said back in the 90s he was rapping about gay bashing people and he was quite frankly offensive. I liked him back then, though. I listened to him all the time.
Choking his girlfriend to death.
Right,
and
right.
And stuff like that.
Hiding bodies and whatnot. But now he gets to go up on stage and say, well, if you're a Trump supporter, I don't want you to vote for me, or I don't want you to listen to my music anyways, you're racist, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts getting canceled, and now everybody's throwing a fit because they're trying to cancel the guy that wanted people canceled but should have been canceled if that was what they were going to cancel. Right. Instead, they're going to cancel Dr.
And what
Seuss.
What was the line from his song? I find you offensive for finding me offensive. That's
right.
An Eminem line from an Eminem song.
Right. And it's like it doesn't make any sense anymore. No. None of this makes any sense. No. Cancel culture is just junk.
The next one is going to make Diane really upset. It's the Chronicles of Narnia. So,
I don't know. Every time they try to cancel something, the popularity goes way
right,
up.
Right, right. Everybody's going to be reading them. Yay!
Yeah, so let's talk about it.
Well, I didn't think about
Well, but this one is specifically calling out The Horse and His Boy, which is set in more of like a, was it like Middle Eastern?
Yeah, something like
kind
that.
Kind of culture. Yeah. It's completely made up, but it's sort of modeled
it's
after
Middle
Eastern culture.
A whole different world.
Yeah.
But the end of this little blurb says the only members of the race who actually beg or any kind of sympathy are those who renounce their race, culture, and faith and accept the teachings of Aslan.
Okay.
Does that pretty much sum it up?
If that's all you got out of it, there's not much I can do for you.
Wait a minute. What was that?
It says the only members of the race who actually beg or any kind of sympathy are those who renounce their race, culture, and faith and accept the teachings of Aslan.
Beggar sympathy?
Yes.
So that's racist?
Yes. Because these are dark-skinned people who have to renounce everything that they have believed in thus far, I guess.
Except that they didn't believe anything.
But isn't that what cancel culture is? I mean, you just described cancel culture.
There's literally a lion that is going to eat you if you don't renounce everything you believe in and play along to what they're doing.
Right.
But we can't do that because Aslan secretly represents Jesus, and that's unacceptable.
Right. We
if those
had
people
our
even notice that.
It's a metaphorical lion, of course.
Little House on the Prairie, because it talks about engines.
I'm all for getting rid of Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, but
you
how
didn't
about
read
if you
the
just
books.
Don't read it?
Yeah.
Just don't read it.
Yeah, you can. Somebody's going to read it. Somebody has read it. Otherwise, it wouldn't even make that list.
Right.
Sherlock Holmes.
What? Why? How?
There's all kinds of stuff. Sherlock Holmes is just kind of offensive.
Yeah. He's a drug addict.
Right.
And,
but that's...
but he's a white drug addict.
He's a white drug addict that's brilliant.
Right.
But I don't know.
Then what does it say that it's racism?
All right. It requires no introduction, being one of the most iconic fictional crime-fighting duos in history. In the most recent adaptation of Arthur Conan Doyle's best-known creation, the BBC's Sherlock Holmes is an equal opportunity defender. So this is not even talking about the book. This is talking about the BBC version. He doesn't care if you're black, white, gay, straight, trans, or even extraterrestrial. Everyone irritates him just the same. Unfortunately, the great detective from Baker Street has a bit more of a prejudice streak in some of Conan Doyle's original texts. Okay, so it is about the book. Including a rather offensive encounter in The Adventure of the Three Gables. Holmes is pursuing a former slave, Steve Dixie, and once he catches up to him, tells the man that he won't ask him to sit. Quote, for if I don't like the smell of you, and that giving Dixie any lip is certainly the last thing you need.
Why is he pursuing him? Because of his skin color or because of his actions?
Yeah, because he didn't hunt down runaway slaves. That wasn't Sherlock Holmes' job.
He hunted down murderers and thieves.
Or people that saw something.
It would be very interesting to see why he was hunting down this man.
Apparently, he says that his people are naturally hideous, having large misshapen heads, small fiery eyes, and distorted features.
Okay, that's racist.
Yes. But that's the whole point of Sherlock Holmes, right, is that he's a jerk to everybody all the time, including Watson.
And he's a drug addict.
Yes.
Opium, right? He loved opium, was his thing. No?
The nope. other old thing
Absence.
That people used to do.
Cocaine.
Oh.
That's not old. I'm doing that right now.
I do cocaine. Last but not least, we have Peter Pan, for pretty obvious reasons. They're Indians.
Well, and that is a horrible book.
The book is awful.
Yes.
But the Disney version has a song called What Made the Red Man Red.
Yeah.
And
Was that in the book?
No.
No.
The book is more offensive than the movie just because it's so
Because Peter
awful.
Pan is a jerk.
Yes. But the book is just not well done.
I imagine that all of these stories, maybe not Sherlock Holmes, but I imagine all of these stories have some sort of lesson in them.
With the exception of Peter Pan.
Right.
That's what I don't get about that book. But yes, most children's books from these time periods in particular, there's some sort of crappy little kid who has to go through some crappy circumstance and then become a not so crappy kid. That's the whole point of all of these books, is that there has to be some kind of character arch. Otherwise, they wouldn't be classics because people wouldn't have read them over and over and over again.
Except that, like with Little House on the Prairie, that just happens to be a true story.
Right.
This was somebody's real life.
That makes it worse.
No.
Because it's for reals racist.
Yes.
So just so everybody knows, you need to go through your bookshelf at home and take all those classics and comb through them thoroughly and make sure there's nothing offensive in there, because heaven forfend we pass any of this on to our children.
Get out your burn barrel, folks.